This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. All right, so consider the business dilemma the New York Times confronts today. Its online edition has been shut out of the biggest market on the planet. NYTimes.com is very much offline in mainland China. It's what happens when you report out a story in meticulous and documented detail, saying the number two official in that whole country and his whole family have been on the take for years. Of course, the Times doesn't do its journalism just for profits, but still, a couple of hundred million lost page views ain't nothing. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Rob Schmitz has more.
It only took a little over 2 hours for Chinese authorities to block the New York Times website inside China after its story first appeared this morning. And according to Beijing-based Chinese media critic Jeremy Goldkorn, it may take weeks for the site to come back. But that doesn't mean the Chinese won't read the story.
Chinese is a global language, and Chinese communities across the world, including the United States, are also a market. But it will certainly hurt them here.
But Goldkorn doesn't think the New York Times site was meant to be a big revenue generator for the company.
As long as they're aware of that, that block or no block, it's not going to be a cash cow for quite some time to come. They should be able to just keep their eye on the long-term future.
That's what Bloomberg keeps telling itself. Its site has been blocked inside China for 4 months thanks to a story it published about the family fortune of Xi Jinping, China's presumed next president. Beijing-based law professor Stan Abrams isn't sure the risk is worth it. After all, says Abrams, both stories didn't really show the Chinese people something they didn't already know.
I think the average person on the street here would say, yeah, we knew that.
Still, for China's government, the New York Times report couldn't have been directed at a more vulnerable official. The premier is affectionately called Grandpa Wen by the Chinese. He's seen as one of the least corrupt political leaders. And China's censors are doing whatever they can at this point to maintain that image. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.